This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we're back. Second hour. Upstead Outdoors is on your radio. We're going to spend a lot of time during the second hour talking to Chris Wales about the MLF Bass Pro Tour up in North Carolina. We'll also talk to Matt Kraft, the Senior Boat Sales Associate from Sunrift Adventures. That's pretty much going to take us through the second hour. Springer's going to bring us the Roadkill Cafe. But first, let's grab the phone line. We got Mike Allen from Mike's Bait and Tackle. What's happening, man?
Hey, Bubba, how you doing today?
We're doing great. Well. You got some of those great secret worms?
Yes, I do. What did he say this morning? Banana seed?
Yes, sir. Floating now. It's got to be floating.
Got them.
Okay.
Is that the Zoom? Did I say that right? Is that what does Zoom classify that as? Is that the trick worm or the floating worm?
It's a trick worm. I presume it's floating. Now, I'm not sure right off the bat. I can't be honest with
and
you.
That's in a 6-inch worm?
Yes, it is.
Awesome.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question. What's your recommended way of rigging that worm?
I put a nail in the head of it.
Okay.
And use a 4-aught hook, straight shank hook.
A 4-aught straight shank hook. So you don't rig that weedless or anything, or do you bend the worm over and make it weedless?
No, sir. Put the 4-aught hook in it. Put a 1/2-inch nail in the head of it. Go to town.
Wow, that's old school right there, dude.
That's interesting. Hard to fish out in weeds, but you're gonna get a hook up when he takes it.
Well, let me ask you another thing. I got tuned in late today. Doug.
Yes, sir.
Did you say anything about the Chapman Junior Varsity team, what they did last weekend at Murray?
No, we were talking about some gentleman out of Greenwood, and he had caught a big bass. It was in Carolina Sportsman magazine, and he goes to a Christian school in Greenwood.
Yep, Greenwood and, Christian School.
Yes, and that's what we were talking about, Mike.
Yeah, I got that, but I don't know where you're giving the accolades to the Chapman guys, but they had big fish and won the tournament. The junior varsity Chapman guys did at Murray last week.
All right, well, that's good stuff, Mike.
Awesome. That was in the state, the DNR state tournament too.
Yeah, buddy, they hit the ball out of the park.
I hear you, Mike. Well, I'm gonna send Philip down there to Mike's Bait and Tackle, get some of them banana worms. All right, cuz, you stand by. You see Goober later on. You tell him I said duh. Huh. He'll know what you're talking about. And there you go.
Well, speaking of, and there you go.
How about some roadkill? I got to get to my recipe, man. Ain't my first rodeo, cuz.
There you go.
I learned from the best, Bobby Mack, every afternoon.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, here we go. Everybody's catching crappy. Phillip's catching crappy. William's catching crappy. Only one ain't catching crappy is me. But
Springer catches crap when he goes home. He's catching crappy.
And I also shovel a lot of it out of the backyard.
Yeah, that's right.
From them two wonderful hounds of mine. But anyway, I digress. Here we go. Breaded crappies, man. 12 crappie fillets. 2 cups of flour. 2 cups of seasoned bread crumbs, okay? Right, that way you don't have to buy them crackers and mash them up. All right, 1 egg, 1/2 cup of milk, 1 teaspoon of garlic salt, 1 teaspoon of black pepper, and 1 teaspoon of sweet paprika.
Paprika.
There you go. 2 cups of vegetable oil. All right, what you're going to do is you're going to put the bread crumbs on a plate, all right, and on a separate plate, put the flour. Add garlic, salt, pepper, and the paprika to the flour, and you're going to mix all that together. Now, in a bowl, put milk and the egg together, and you're going to dog it out with either a fork or a spatula. Rinse and dry the fillets first with the paper towels. That really helps the everything adhere to it a whole lot better. You're going to take the fillets and cover them completely with the flour mixture first. Okay, Philip? Then you shake off the excess flour from the fillets and then put the flour fillets in the egg wash. So that's going to seal that to it. Okay, so there's your first layer. All right. covering the whole filet. Then put them in the breadcrumbs and cover completely, shaking off any extra breadcrumbs. All right. And then you're getting your oil all heated up. Man, you want it? You want the oil hot because it's going to hit there. You know how crappy it is. They fry quick. As soon as that daggum thing hits the daggum grease, as soon as it starts turning brown and golden, make sure it's hot enough to put a little bit. If you want to check it, you can always put a little breadcrumbs in there and then see it start popping, you know it's ready to go. And cook them till they're nice golden brown, and put the fillets in a cook until golden brown. And then I like to have French fries or hush puppies or even baked beans with it. And that'll feed about 3 to 4 people. And if you're going to feed more people, guess what you're going to need? More fillets.
More fillets.
All right, there you go. Breaded crappies. Springer style.
There you go. Well, that sounds good.
It's simple.
Yeah.
You know, simple stuff.
Speaking of crappies.
Crappies.
We need to give a shout out and congratulations to our buddy Tom Mundy, Mr. Fish Stalker Crappie.
Oh, that's right.
He,
good Lord.
He's getting married today.
Okay, so William Sasser's anniversary's today.
Yep.
Tom Mundy's getting married today.
Yeah, he and Kathy getting married today.
Wow. Coincidence? Fisherman? You know, I don't know. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, you know what that is? It's because if you're going to go on your honeymoon, you want to go during a good fishing season.
You beat me to the punchline.
That's exactly what that is. Hey, boss, it's like I don't want to waste a week of vacation and go somewhere in like August when the fishing is going to stink.
Exactly.
I'm going to get married, you know, so I can go, hey, that's what I did.
I know you did.
Well, you went down to Florida during tarpon season.
I know you did.
And that wasn't even my idea.
Yeah. That was boat girls.
Yeah.
Brilliance.
Oh, yeah.
I want her to catch a tarpon so bad. I mean one, not just a tarpon. I'm talking about one of them kings, because where you have to pay about $800 for a kingfish self-mount, you know, a replica?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that get rid of everything of Phillips and have that big tarpon on the house when you walk in the door. That's what I hope for Boat Girl.
All right, I'll let her know. I'm not even going to say anything about that. As a matter of fact, what I'm going to say is we're going to get to our break early so we can grab our buddy Chris Wales, because we got to talk about this Major League
Fishing. Yeah, we got to figure out what's going on, man. Upstate Outdoors, 106.3 WORD. We're going to talk to our buddy Chris Wales. Me and Phil's going to try it out. What Major League Fishing? What's going on? Stay tuned. Maybe we can help you out, too.
Well, as usual, during professional bass tournament season, we got our field reporter, Chris Wells, on the phone with us. Chris has been covering the Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour up in North Carolina. Chris, how you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. It's been great weather. It's about 73 degrees here, and things are looking really, really warm.
Hey, big fish, too.
Big fish, yeah. If you're within 8 pounds of the cut line today, you're in good shape, because any cast can produce an 8-pounder.
Wow.
It's a big fish lakes up here.
Now, you were they're doing this a little bit different, which is pretty much the standard operating procedure for Major League Fishing, but they're fishing just one lake. They're fishing a series of about 3 or 4 lakes.
Yeah, three different lakes. They started on Lake Jordan, and they just hammered them. Till at Jordan almost caught 90 pounds of bass. I think he had like 82 pounds of bass on the first elimination round, and then they moved over to Falls Lake, which is a noted big fish lake. But let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow after church, I'm telling you, go to church and then come after church and tune in to Major League Fishing, because it's going to be a slug fest tomorrow. Whoever the top guys are tomorrow, Sharon Harris is where they're fishing tomorrow, and it's a slot limit lake. And normally, tournament fishermen would hate a slot limit lake, but because of the Major League Fishing format, all they're doing, they can weigh in slot fish. So they weigh them and release them. So everything, what I understand, and Sharon Harris, if you can throw a bottle cap with a hook on it, they will hit it at Sharon Harris. It is unbelievable.
Wow. So,
that is awesome. That is awesome. Who's winning?
Well, you know, right now, you know, in Major League Fishing, it's kind of hard to see. Right now, the leader is Jacob Wheeler. And he's leading right now, but the weights tomorrow are cleared. So all you want to do is be in that top 16 cut today. You just want to be over that cut line, and that's the goal. And so you could be in the last place today and first place tomorrow. And it would, you know, matter. So they zero the weights out. But right now, Jacob Wheeler's in the driver's seat. He's got a 10-pound lead on Alton Jones. And Alton's having a great tournament. And, you know, I think Alton's kind of a, you know, Alton's son, Alton Jones Jr. fishes, and he's been doing real well. And I think Alton's ready to say, hey, who's your daddy up here? I'm doing this. And so he's doing real well. And of course, Defoe's up there, and it's always up there. And, you know, it's been an exciting tournament. And I'll tell you, if you don't watch Major League Fishing, download that app and watch it. The last 3 minutes this week has been extraordinary. We know our boy Andy Montgomery. I was in my hotel room, and I left the hotel room, and Andy was in 35th place. I went down to the elevator, got in my truck, looked at the app again, and Andy was in 17th place. And with the last 3 minutes, he caught two back-to-back, caught a three-pounder and a six-pounder to vault himself into the cut round today. And so nobody's ever out of it. And so if you're in that group, you on these lakes, you can catch some fish. They have some kind of fish up here, I tell you.
Well, Chris, you know, okay, so you mentioned in order to get coverage, in order to be able to watch this, you download the Major League Fishing app.
Right, and that's true for all of the pro tours. Bassmaster has their own app now, Major League Fishing, NFLW, and you can actually watch these guys live on the water. And it's for a bass fan, there's never been a better time to be a bass fishing fan right now, because I tell you, when one of those trails are not on, I have fishing withdrawals. I tell you, I'm ready for to be on all the time. I love it, and it's exciting to watch. You know, especially the last few minutes when everybody's waiting to see if they actually made the cut or not. It is exciting, and it's drawing fans who have never watched the sport before, and so it's really been a good thing. I've got a buddy of mine, his wife. Never cared anything about fishing her whole life. She watches Major League Fishing, and so it's really cool to be able to watch these things.
And one of the so if you're going to be able to view that, you know, you download the app, you get that, look at it on your phone, look at it on your tablet or whatever. But one of the things I think is throwing a lot of the fans for a loop is kind of how they fish, because you don't weigh five fish, and every fish that they count. Every fish that they catch counts towards, pounds. So it's poundage. But what really throws me off is that they have like elimination round and group C and stuff like this. So while I'm watching it during the week, you know, trying to follow, I'm like, well you know, it's so different from the format that we're accustomed to, that, you know, with Bassmaster, that it makes it hard to follow.
Yeah, well for me, you just have to understand there's an A group and a B group. The A group fishes the lake one day, the B group fishes the next day, then the A group fishes it the next day, and the B group fishes. So they both get 2 days on the water, but they're in an A and a B group. And then they knock it down what they call the knockout round. Okay, you get to the knockout round, which is today, and then they knock it all down to 16 guys. So it's 40 guys fishing today, and then tomorrow it'll just be 16 guys. So they'll cut that field, you know, over in half. And it's exciting to watch. Let me tell you why I love it. You know, I'm a guy, I've been a bass fisher my whole life, but just very honest with you, there are sometimes I don't even think about fishing a tournament or getting to a tournament, because I can't catch 37 pounds in a tournament. There's no way I can do it. But you know what? There are a lot of times I can catch 37 one-pounders, and it makes it really exciting for me.
Exactly.
You can win by catching five big ones, or you can, you know, win by catching 25 small ones. So I like the way they do it.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, oh, that's.
I told you, Chris would straighten it out.
Yes, you did.
We'll have to look that up. So I guess you go onto the App Store if you're on a phone, or go to App Store. You can, and I'm sure that there's a way to download that if you go to Major League Fishing website.
You can download Bassmaster. You can download MLF and FLW if you want to. And they're all, they're all free apps, and you can load them, and they work great. And you have two things on the Major League Fishing. You have the score tracker, which is just a live update of how they're doing, or you can watch it. They've got a camera in every single boat. And I tell you guys, I got a chance this week to go into their production trailer.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most impressive thing I've ever seen in my life. There were probably 60 screens in there, and just. It just looked like the most high-tech thing. It looked something out of the Terminator. And it was pretty awesome. And they do that on the live, on the water. I mean, when you're seeing it happen live. And it's cool to be able to follow that anywhere. And I even have it when I'm driving. I'll have it playing over the audio. I don't watch it while I'm on the street, but I will have it playing on the audio. And it's exciting. It really is. It's a good way for bass fishermen to really connect. And really, that's kind of been what's missing in the sports. You know, when you go to a basketball game, you can go there and watch it. When you go to a football game, if you've never been able to go to fishing and watch it, well, now you can watch it live, you know, from the comfort of your house, you know, while it's happening. And so it's really going to do a lot to grow the sport.
Well, let me shift gears a little bit, Chris. Coming on tomorrow on ESPN2 at 8 o'clock in the morning, they're showing the Bassmasters Classic, the one Ott DeFoe won just a couple weeks ago, right. And that'll be airing tomorrow morning, I think, at 8 p.m. You know, I hope that – did they get you on TV anywhere? I'm just curious.
I don't think they got me on TV. I did. It was really exciting this week because they let me do the focus meeting in the Bass Pro Shop parking lot.
I seen that.
So I'm one of the only preachers I know that has probably preached in the Bass Pro Shop parking lot. And it was really cool. And they made the Major League Fishing Instagram page.
Yes, sir.
They did a little filming there. But I'm not sure if Bassmaster got in there or not. But I'll tell you what. Bassmaster couldn't have a better champion. He is one of the finest people. As a matter of fact, I was talking with some of the media guys this morning there, and I'd say, you know what? I would really be interesting to find the one human being on this planet that does not like Ott DeFoe.
Agreed.
If you don't like Ott DeFoe, you've got to be the devil. I'm telling you right now, because he's the nicest guy.
Yeah, we interviewed him last week, and we had a great conversation.
Yeah, it was great.
Sure did.
Well, Chris, looking at...
He is as down to earth as anybody. He really is.
Yeah, I second that. Well, Chris, when you wrap up this week with Major League Fishing, you get to come home for a week and deal with the Bassmasters at Lake Hartwell.
It's going to be awesome. Yeah, it's going to be awesome, man. I'm going to have a booth down there. I want to invite everybody to come by my booth. We have what we call a prayer booth, and Bassmaster lets me set up. And we get a chance, you got a prayer request, you know, come on by, we'll pray for you. We'll have some water bottles there, some free Bibles and all kind of neat stuff. And, of course, we'll be doing the focus meeting. And Jay Yellis is going to be giving his testimony at the Fellowship of Christian Anglers meeting this time. So I'm very excited about that. Jay is, you know, just a great ambassador to the sport, one of the all-time greats in bass fishing. And he's going to be doing that. But it's so exciting when they come back home. And I just want to invite all the people, if you've never been out to a Bassmaster event, come on out. Come to the blast off. Come to the weigh-ins. It is exciting. It's a family-filled atmosphere. You can bring your kids. You can bring, they'll have blow-up things, and there'll be little games they can play and learn about fishing. And out there, and it's going to be a green pond. And it's going to be a blast. It's really going to be fun. So we're going to have a good time.
Awesome. Well, Chris, great report, and we look forward to talking with you next week. We're going to be at Sun Rift Adventure, so we might have to do a weekend review once we get back.
Man, that sounds great, and I appreciate you guys. I'm looking forward to it. And one of those people doing an old Palmetto boat, and I'm going to bring my boat to put the power poles on this week. I need them to get on that. So, because they're going to be biting.
I hear you, cuz.
I'm excited.
That's all right,
Chris. God bless, brother.
You guys take care.
Yes, sir. Right. Old Chris.
Always after the – man, he's Iron Man preaching, talking about
preaching
bass
in the parking
fishing.
Lot.
That's right, preaching in the parking lot, wherever.
Exactly.
Well, let's go to our break. When we come back, we're going to ring up Matt Kraft from Sun Rift Adventures, get a little preview of what's in store for next week.
Upstate Outdoors, 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. Stay tuned. We're going to do a little yakking, paddleboarding, and anything else like that right after these messages. All my friends love a low rider. Don't be wearing them Magnum PI shorts. How you like that?
Well, we didn't think the broadcast could get any worse.
I couldn't help myself.
Let's make it better.
Let's
talk to our buddy. We got Matt Kraft from Sun Rift Adventures on the phone with us. Matt, welcome to Upstate Outdoors.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Ah, we was just acting a fool there in between.
It's kind of what we do for a living.
Glad to have you on. Glad to have you on, man.
Funny.
So Matt, we got the annual demo day. I guess we call it the demo day weekend coming up at Sunrift Adventures next weekend. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, so next Sunday, the 7th, from 12 to 4, we're going to be doing our annual boat demo day at Parrish Mountain State Park. And what that means is for, I think, $2 to park and $5 per person, you can come to the park and we'll have lots of experts, reps from the industry, and you can try out 140 different canoes, kayaks, stand-up paddle boards, fishing kayaks, canoes, pretty much anything you can think of we're going to have there. It's going to be great.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that is awesome. So if you're interested in purchasing a particular boat, you just come out there and kind of say, hey, you know, I want to throw this thing in the water and paddle it around, see how it works.
Yeah. We'll have volunteers and help talk to one of us. We'll get you in, you know, the right boat. If you want to try something new, you know, a sit on top or sit in or a fishing boat, we'll put you in one, and then we'll have people out on the lake in case you have a little tipsy and flip over. That's not going to happen.
I hear you, Matt.
What now? Is there a time limit on those tryouts? Because if I wanted to bring a rod and a floating worm, could I go work at Far Bank over here at Parrish Mountain State Park?
I think I could probably let you in, and I think we could do it.
Awesome.
We generally ask that people say stay about 10 to 15 minutes per boat, just so everybody can try.
Right.
And again, it's from 12 to 4, and it's pretty much a madhouse. We do our best to get everybody on the water, and there's definitely a line at 12 o'clock. So if you have your own life jacket, bring that. That'll definitely help.
Wow, cool.
Now what about Saturday? Because Upstate Outdoors is going to be broadcasting live from the store there at Sunrift Adventures next Saturday. And that'll be not just kayaking, but that'll be talking about everything that you guys do there at Sunrift, bicycling and hiking and camping. And it got some really cool camping stuff there.
Pretty much. We have been around longer than anybody, and we were one of the first in the state to be a Patagonia dealer, to be a North Face dealer, to have these brands that, you know, you just can't go anywhere and get this stuff. And you really can't go anywhere and get as much stuff, meaning I've got more of everything. You know, we like to proud of the numbers, you know, 300 plus types of shoes, footwear. And I mean, anytime we can have 600-700 boats in stock, I mean, there's just nobody else that even comes close as far as selection. And then location, I mean, we're right here on the Swamp Rabbit Trail. If you want to do a little biking, or if you want to head up north and go to, you know, Jocassee, one of the lakes, Kiwi, we're on the way. And I mean, our parking lot pretty much stays full of fun seekers.
And one of the cool things too, a lot of people say this, and I'm speaking from experience here, because when I first got into kayaking, I was like, oh man, I got this boat. And then I'm like, well, wait a minute, they don't come. I mean, there are trailers for kayaks, but for the most part, people
Absolutely.
Are like, how do I get this from point A to point B? And you guys can help them out both with kayak racks and pads and strap downs and all that stuff.
Absolutely. There's kind of a trick to it, and I like to teach the people too, you know, especially when they come and rent a boat. I like to show them, you know, look, this is how you tie it down in the front, this is how you tie it down the middle and the back. And, of course, we sell racks for canoes and kayaks and bikes. And then we also sell trailers. I've got three different trailers that are small, that even like a small sedan could carry. Because a lot of people just have a hard time. They're worn out at the end of the day. They're tired. They got this big, wet, slippery, heavy boat, and they got to tie it on their car. They're usually an hour away from home, you know, so they really need to. We like to make sure everybody's safe and knows exactly what they're doing so they can get home safe after their trip.
Yeah, you don't want to get home and not have your kayak on top of your car or on your truck or whatever. That would not be good. Absolutely.
Yep. Now, looking at kayak in general, I mean, there's still a large contingent of folks who are paddlers who like to go out and tour, and you guys carry the touring boats. And and of course, the stand-up paddle boards are probably the fastest growing segment. But a lot of folks are doing the sit-on tops and wanting to fish out of a kayak too. So what are you seeing in that trend?
Well, right now, fishing kayaks are still probably the leading segment, I guess, of sales. The big thing now, I mean, I see guys that they're coming from a $15,000, $20,000 fishing rig that they've been paying on forever, and they're, you know, spend a lot of money on insurance and gas, and their buddies are buying a, you know, a sit on top kayak, and they're outfitting it with all the latest gadgets and fishing rods and fish finders and motors and propellers. And there's just all kinds of, you can just go nuts. And for, you know, $1,500, $2,000, you can have the dream kayak with all the extras, throw it in the back of your truck. You're getting in fishing time 2, 3, 4 times a week. And, you know, it's not like something you have to carry insurance on and keep paying, and hey, you're getting healthy, you know? So it's fishing kayaks. I mean, it's just, it's kind of, you can do it here. You can do it on a river. You can do it on a lake. You can take it down to the beach, go in the backwater. And these guys are getting out there and catching big fish on little boats, because they're getting into the places where some of the big guys on big boats can't get.
And also, with a kayak, you don't have to worry about a whole lot of winter maintenance as you do with a boat.
No winterizing.
Exactly.
About the only thing you need to do is get some scupper plugs and plug up the holes, the self-belling, you know, holes, and then you can actually paddle it just like a regular kayak all winter long, and you'll stay nice and dry.
Now, what brands, when you're talking about fishing kayaks, what brands do you folks sell, and what are some of the most popular ones that you've got?
Just about everybody makes one. You know, I'd say right now the hottest ones are from the Hobie company, and Hobie is a little bit different. They have this thing called a Mirage Drive, and what that is, it looks like two pedals, and it's connected to two fins, basically, and they mimic that fin of what they call a pectoral fin on a fish.
Correct.
And so basically you can just kind of hum along slowly, kick your legs on these two pedals. And I mean, it's fast. It's like trolling motor fast. And yet you're just cruising along. You got your hands free to fish, and then your legs are doing a very minimal amount of work for a lot of movement on the water. So Feel Free, it's another big brand. Of course, you know, Perception here and Easley. There's a couple of different companies now, but Perception and the Confluence brands. Still, Hobie is probably the number one, and the Wilderness Systems brand is another real hot one there from right here in Easley to support our local guys too.
And there's a new one. I think I saw that you guys are carrying now. It's also made in Greenville, the Bonafide kayaks.
Yeah, Bonafide, absolutely. I was going to mention them. They're some of our good buddies, and we saw that. When they first started, they were kind of talking about it. You know, they worked in the industry, and we said, go for it, man. There's room for another player, and they're killing it. Those guys, we don't even have to – most of those guys know about it. They've already watched all the videos. They've been on YouTube, and they've been doing their research, and they're ready to buy. They come in, and they already know what they want. You know, the Bonafides are really nice.
That's one of those things where they say, do you have one in stock? And they go, yeah, we do. And they say, I'm coming to buy it.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly.
Makes your job easier, doesn't it, Matt?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Well, so for you folks out there listening, we're talking with Matt Kraft from Sunrift Adventures out in Traveler's Rest. And next weekend, they're going to have to tolerate Upstate Outdoors being at their store from noon to 2 p.m. We're looking forward to having a good time there and talking with folks and some of the manufacturer's reps there on Saturday. But then on Sunday, move over to Paris Mountain State Park, and Sunrift is going to have their demo day. And that's, about the 20th year that you guys have had that demo day?
Something like that, yeah. I think we started around 95, 96, and it got bigger and bigger, and the park loves it. And, of course, we do demos every Wednesday night on a much smaller scale. But this kicks off our season. You know, we just – there's no other place you can go and for $5 have 100 to 25 to 150 boats at your disposal to try out and use and talk to the reps, talk to the experts. And then, of course, everything's going to be on sale, at least 10% off all of our boats and 15% off accessories. That's a good time to buy.
Awesome. And that's going to be at Paris Mountain State Park. That's next Saturday.
Next
Sunday, April the 7th. And that's going to be from noon to 4 p.m. And the cool thing about that is you not only get to try the boat, but you got manufacturers reps there who can tell you, you know, give you some of, for those of you who are all technical oriented and say, well, I want to know about this spec or what this does. And so you'll have a manufacturer's rep right there that can sure. answer all the questions you've got.
A wealth of knowledge will be there.
Awesome. Well, Matt, thanks for being yep. a part of the show, and we're really looking
no
forward
problem.
To coming out there next Saturday and talking about some of the great outdoor stuff that you have there. Sunrift Adventures is South Carolina's oldest outdoor store.
Yep, that is correct.
All right, Matt, we look forward to seeing you next week,
thank
my friend.
Thank you so much. We'll see you Saturday.
Yes, have sir. Awesome. Maybe we won't have too many groupies followers out there.
You think? A lot of swamp rabbiters chasing Springer around on their little bicycle.
Swamp rabbiters.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay.
Yeah. Be out there doing that.
I'm easy to find. It. You don't have to chase Springer much.
Yeah. Usually it's the other way around. People see us and they turn and run in opposite
exactly.
direction.
Maybe not so much.
Which is why they have us out there for the show, right?
Exactly.
So, anyway, let's go to our break. We will wrap up the show. We got the calendar of events, got some stuff to talk about there. And then we will end the show with our parting shot.
Upstate Outdoors, 106.3 WORD. Tommy, Phillip, and Moneypenny bringing it to you Saturday like we always do. Stay tuned.
Welcome back. The end of Upstate Outdoors for Saturday. For your Saturday, March the 20th.
Today no, you way off, cuz. Yeah, there you go.
I need to put my glasses on. I can't see that small print. The end of March 30th is about, what is it? What time is it? It's about 9 minutes away.
Yeah, and you getting in on my calendar
events.
We're
getting in on the calendar event, so shut up, Springer. Get it to us.
All right, going on today, the Antique Fish and Tackle Show. It's going on right on the road at Crown Plaza in Greenville on 851 Congaree Road. Go by there and check out some cool-looking old fishing tackle, lures mostly. That's going on today from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., so you still got a couple hours. Also going on today down at the road at Cabela's is Ladies Day Out at Cabela's. I think you can learn about some archery and some knife sharpening earlier in the day, and I think they got some handgun basics and some casting perfection classes going on this afternoon. Also, there'll be some stuff going on there tomorrow, and if you enter in, you have a chance to win a really nice gift card, like a couple $100. I like that. And coming up Monday, our own Philip Gentry will be at Wild Wing Cafe right down the road in Anderson, 119 Interstate Boulevard, Anderson, South Carolina, for the Bassmasters pre-tourney practice day party with classic rock. So it'll be Philip and
Doing a little cross promotion. Be on
that's,
rock.
That's
classic
pretty,
rock 101.1.
Man, I've been listening to that daggum station so long, I can call it whatever I want to. Okay, I was here before any of them down the hall was even here listening to them. So get you some of that, Hendrix. Anyway, coming up, we got some family fishing clinics. We got one on April the 6th at Table Rock, which is right up the road as well. Table Rock State Park, 158 Ellison Lane, Pickens, South Carolina. And if you're interested, you don't have to register, but if you are interested and just want to get a few details, there's two ways to do that. You can go to the DNR website, click on the fishing part of the website, and go and scroll down and to say family fishing clinics. Gives you all the 411 you need to know. And we got another one coming up in Aiken on the 9th at Camp Gravatt. I forgot, whatever. You know where it's at in Aiken if you know where Aiken is. We're at 1006 Camp Gravatt Road, okay? So all that's on the DNR website, and they've got several more coming up that will be later in the summer, and I will be glad to pass those on, and we'll do so right here on the calendar events. Coming up on January, February, March, April the 4th, we got the Hunting Heritage Banquet, Clemson University, South Carolina. Okay, at the Palmetto Ridge at 10238 Clemson Boulevard, Seneca, South Carolina, Hunting Heritage Banquet. Get you some of that, part of the National Wild Turkey Federation. And for more information, you can call Matthew Kuhn at 803-629-4145. And we got the Belton, the Chili Cook-Off, South Carolina Chili Cook-Off. Well, there'll be a promo running here in the next couple weeks. Me and Philip doing our best to do a promo. And we will be there on Saturday the 13th from 12 to 2. That'll be going on 10 to 4 on Saturday. So get you some of that. And last but not least, on April the 18th, we've got a Recreational Pond Management 101, and it's brought to you by Clemson Cooperative Extensions. And that will be in Spartanburg County Extension Office, 612 Chesney Highway, Spartanburg, South Carolina. It's $40 per person. Now, you heard about us talking earlier today about 15, 14, 10-pound bass in a pond. This is how you manage a pond.
That's how you get those.
This class will tell you everything you need to do. I've never done this class, but I've done some similar, and it really helped our pond. And it's $40 a person. If you're interested, you can call at 864-596-2993. And that's it. That's the calendar of events for this week, Philip.
All righty. Well, it's one of those parting shots. It's kind of sad on one side and kind of weird.
And it's going to give me an opportunity to elaborate.
Yeah.
Elaborate if we have time.
We won't make fun of it because a Florida man did lose his life after trying to remove a pet pigeon from a power line with a 20-foot aluminum pole. This is published on actually Fox News reported this. About 4 days ago, a Florida man died last weekend, while reportedly trying to remove one of his pet pigeons from a power line using a 20-foot aluminum pool pole. I wonder if it's one of those that had the shepherd's crook on the end of it.
It may be in, Philip. Either way, it's aluminum.
Elian Garcia Rivera, age 36, was electrocuted Saturday in West Palm Beach and found unresponsive near a pigeon coop on his property. He attempted to get a pigeon off the power line in his backyard by using a 20-foot aluminum pool pole. That's according to Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office spokesperson Terry Barbera, speaking with the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Investigators say Garcia was thrown to the ground after the pole touched the power line. He was then taken to a local hospital where he was pronounced dead. And that basically... unfortunately, reinforces the fact that when you ground one of those hot wires, it's not good.
And let me elaborate on that. And when you're fishing,
yeah,
okay, there's some places where you may run across a power line in some old, okay,
you're fishing off a bridge. You
exactly,
see it all the time.
That's where I'm getting to right now. Look, man, look, a $8 lure is big for Springer.
Yeah,
but if I get an $8 lure. Somehow made a terrible cast and got it on the power line.
Yeah.
Guess what?
It's staying there.
It's staying there. Even Springer's not going to do the Yankee cranky on her.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's just not smart. And also with pets in general, you got a cat. Cats get into everything. That's why they're me and Phillip's favorite pet. Not. And if they get in round power lines, just call authorities or something. Don't take this into your own hands.
Yep.
Electricity, I know two things about it. You can't see it, and it will kill you.
Yep.
And that's your Upstate Outdoors tip power line of the week.
Yeah, and a lot of folks don't realize those are running very extremely high currents. They're not split yet. And anytime you another thing, Springer had a good point there. During hunting season,
Bingo.
Folks have been electrocuted
yes.
because you go out there, you got a power line, it crosses your property, and
yes.
you're like, well, I could either put up a tree stand or I could go climb this thing that they've been seeing for years and years and years. And, I've heard stories.
I've actually seen a 2x6
yep.
on a huge power line going down through Jackers Nun, put a 2x6, that's all that's up there, and sitting on the dead-gum power line pole,
yep.
man. What are you, dude?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta think, man. I mean, electricity is bad stuff. So you know, be cool and be cool when you're digging in your yard.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're gonna do some stuff in your yard, it's that time of the year. Okay, doing the yard work. Don't start digging holes in the ground if you got underground power running through. Because my neighborhood's underground. You better get it checked. Go down in there with that post hole digger and see what happens.
Yeah.
It's not going to be good.
No. And you know, you don't know. Even I had a neighbor that was digging up a tree.
There you go.
And didn't realize this, but, you know, he called the 811 and had them come out where they check it. And the power line was running straight underneath the tree. Because Oof. Back in the day, they just put that little sapling
sure,
in and planted
sure,
it.
You sure.
didn't think anything about it. Now
it's a 60-foot tree.
And he was like, yeah, I'm tired of this thing. So went to cut it down and
It's just little things like that. Little things like that. Always be careful. Always be careful around electricity. Yeah. Always.
Because we don't want to lose no listeners.
No, because, you know, we're up to 10 now. Yeah. So
you folks out there, be safe.
And
now,
make sure you go out and see Philip Monday, Wild Wings, if you can.
Be at Wild Wing Cafe in Anderson to be the post-practice party for Bassmaster. Oh, they're coming to town next weekend in Anderson, too.
Yes, sir. And join us Saturday at Sunriff.
Awesome. Well, that's the end of the show. We want to thank all of our guests. Probably don't have time to name them, but Springer, take us home.
God bless. Appreciate you being here every Saturday. Get outside. It'll cleanse your soul. Yeah!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.